Washington State nears ban on non-compete agreements. Washington State is close to banning all employment-based and independent contractor-based non-compete agreements after the state legislature passed a bill declaring that non-competition covenants are void and unenforceable, and that employers are prohibited from enforcing them. The legislation, which would take effect on June 30, 2027, awaits the governor's signature. Quick hits. Washington's state legislature passed a bill to ban non-competition covenants in the state and prohibit employers from seeking to enforce them on or after June 30, 2027. Employers would need to make reasonable efforts to provide written notice to employees and former employees with active non-competition covenants that those covenants are void and unenforceable. The law would still allow narrowly drafted non-solicitation agreements, confidentiality agreements, and covenants not to use or disclose trade secrets. On March 9, 2026, the Washington State House of Representatives concurred with the Senate's amendments to Substitute House Bill SHB 1155. While Washington law already restricts non-compete agreements, including limiting them to high-earning employees, SHB 1155 would ban all employment-based and independent contractor-based non-compete agreements. If signed into law by Governor Bob Ferguson, Washington would join the short but growing list of states that ban or restrict non-compete agreements in employment. Banning non-competition covenants SHB 1155 declares that, effective June 30, 2027, all non-competition covenants are void and unenforceable regardless of when the parties entered into the non-competition covenant. The bill would further prohibit employers from enforce, attempt to enforce, or threaten to enforce against an employee or worker any non-competition covenant, or enter into or attempt to enter into a non-competition covenant with an employee or worker. The bill would expand the definition of non-competition covenant to an agreement that prohibits or restrains an employee or independent contractor from engaging in a lawful profession, trade, or business of any kind. Emphasis added. The ban on employment-based non-competition agreements would also apply to any provision in an agreement that would require an employee, as a consequence of engaging in a lawful profession, trade, or business, to return, repay, or forfeit any right, benefit, or compensation. Thus, for example, any provision of a stock option or other equity compensation agreement that required the individual to forfeit such stock options or other equity compensation as a consequence of engaging in post-employment competition with the employer would be unenforceable. Although SHB 1155 allows for non-compete agreements in connection with the purchase or sale of a business, such agreements would be enforceable only against individuals who acquire or dispose of an ownership interest representing 1% or more of the business. Other restrictions that limit competition in hiring or that restrain trade could be considered contracts of adhesion and found unreasonable. Such restrictions would be construed liberally and the exceptions construed narrowly. Notice requirements. By October 1, 2027, employers would need to make reasonable efforts to provide written notice that an applicable non-competition covenant is void and unenforceable to any current employee, former employee under the effective period of such an agreement, and independent contractor whose non-competition covenant is still within its effective time period, who was required to enter into a non-competition covenant or contract that included such a provision. Exclusions. The ban would not apply to all restrictive covenants. Specifically, the definition of prohibited non-competition covenants would not include non-solicitation agreements, confidentiality agreements, covenants prohibiting the use or disclosure of trade secrets, covenants restricting the acquisition or disposal of an ownership interest in connection with the sale or acquisition of more than 1% of the business, covenants for franchisees, or an agreement to pay for education expenses between an employer and a current or potential employee. Non-solicitation agreements. Although SHB 1155 would not prohibit non-solicitation agreements, i.e., an agreement between an employer and employee that prohibits solicitation by an employee upon termination of employment, of any employee of the employer to leave the employer or of any current or prospective customer, patient, or client of the employer, the bill would require the definition of non-solicitation agreement be narrowly construed. Specifically, a permissible non-solicitation agreement would be one limited in duration to no more than 18 months that prohibits the active solicitation of the employer's current or prospective customer, patient, or client by a former employee who had established or substantially developed a direct relationship with the customer, patient, client, or prospect through the employee's work for the employer, not a non-solicitation agreement whose restrictions only directly or indirectly prohibit the former employee from accepting or transacting business with a customer, patient, client, or prospect of the employer. Effective date. If SHB 1155 is enacted as proposed, the Washington State Senate's amendments would set the law's effective date to June 30, 2027. Any legal proceedings commenced before that date would be governed by the statute as amended prior to the effective date. Next steps, SHB 1155 now moves to Washington's governor for approval. If signed into law, the legislation would make Washington the latest state in a growing constellation of states that restrict non-compete agreements and other restrictive covenants in the employment context because of their perceived detriment to worker mobility and higher wages. California has banned most employment-based non-compete agreements for more than 100 years. More recently, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Minnesota have done the same. Other states, including Colorado, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Virginia, have substantially restricted the use of such agreements for employees who do not meet minimum income and/or other requirements. Employers, especially multi-state employers, should take care to monitor developments in these and other states. In addition, employers in Washington state should note that while non-competition covenants will be unenforceable, other properly drafted employment provisions protecting employer trade secrets, confidential information, and current employees, customers, patients, clients, and prospects from interference and poaching would remain enforceable if narrowly drafted. Employers in Washington state may want to review their current use of non-compete agreements and other restrictive covenants and prepare for compliance with SHB 1155. Ogletree Deacon's Seattle office and Unfair Competition and Trade Secrets Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the healthcare, hospitality, multi-state compliance, sports and entertainment, unfair competition and trade secrets, and Washington blogs as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.